Good evening and a very warm welcome to St. Columba's Knock for our festival service of nine lessons and carols. It's a great delight and joy to welcome you as we come together as parishioners, as members of the community, as neighbours and as friends, to hear once again in word and song the story of Christmas. And thank you for being with us. The service will proceed without announcement according to the order of service before you, and there will be a retiring collection to support the work of the larder based at St. Christopher's Church in Mersey Street. An opportunity for us as parish and as community to support financially and prayerfully the essential work that the larder are doing to serve and support those in our community who are really struggling in all the challenges economically, financially, and emotionally at this time. And all the collection from this service will be going to the larder tomorrow, so they will have the money before Christmas to make that available across the community as we ensure that for those for whom this is a particularly difficult time, they will be able to have the basics over Christmas of basic food and of light and heat in their own homes. It's a great joy to welcome some of our local businesses to our service tonight as we also remember the businesses in the community. Jonathan Davies from Neil's Hill, Robert Bell from SD Bells, and also Louise Ferguson from the larder, who will be reading lessons during this service. We observe a few moments' silence before our service begins.
Thank you.
Beloved in Christ, at this Christmas tide, let it be our care and delight to hear again the message of the angels, and in heart and mind to go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, and the babe lying in a manger. Therefore, let us read and mark in Holy Scripture the tale of the loving purposes of God from the first days of our disobedience unto the glorious redemption brought us by this holy child. But first, let us pray for the needs of the whole world, for peace on earth and goodwill among all his people, for unity and brotherhood within the church he came to build, and especially in this community. And because this would rejoice his heart, let us remember in his name the poor and helpless, the cold, the hungry and the oppressed, the sick and them that mourn, the lonely and the unloved, the aged and the little children, all those who know not the Lord Jesus, or who love him not, or who by sin have grieved his heart of love. Lastly, let us remember before God all those who rejoice with us, but upon another shore and in a greater light, that multitude which no one can number, whose hope was in the Word made flesh, and with whom in thee, Lord Jesus, we are one forevermore. These prayers and praises let us humbly offer up to the throne of heaven in the words which Christ himself hath taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you. God announces in the Garden of Eden that the seed of a woman shall bruise the serpent's head. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said to him, "Where art thou?" And he said, "I heard the voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked and hid myself." And he said, "Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat?" And the man said, "The woman who thou gavest to be with me, she gave me the tree, and I did eat." And the Lord God said unto the woman, "What hast thou done?" And the woman said, "The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat." And the Lord God said unto the serpent, "Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." Thanks be to God.
King Jesus, have mercy.